to control, but actually can't. These can be outside influences that have nothing to do with you, or a situational problem that you didn't create, but have been pulled into. The goal is to gain greater self-control over your mind and your environment, and then scaling up to higher levels of mastery by focusing on what you can directly influence with intentional action. One of the greatest challenges with this is not trying to control situations or people that extends beyond our circle of influence. As soon as you try to seize control of something that you can't change, this opens up the door for frustration, confusion, self-doubt, and chaos. We can only change what we can influence, and nothing more. Now, here is a list of the most common traits that people who struggle with self-control encounter. Decision-making, overreacting, addictions, lack of self-discipline, low self-esteem, getting stuck, confusion, lack of clarity on the future, feelings of anxiety. What it comes down to is choices. You can have whatever you want if you're willing to make the better choices for it. And, to take it a step further, you recognize the rewards and consequences of your immediate impulses versus well-trained choices. Now, I know what it is like to be stuck in your life and to feel like you are going no place. And if you suffer from compulsive impulsiveness, the struggle to get to where you want to be is like trying to drive forward with your car stuck in reverse. But life doesn't have to be an uphill battle. At least, not every day. There will be days when it is brutal and a real slog just to get through. Days like this can be out of your control. But what this book teaches you is control what you can with influence and let the rest go. If you are caught in a web of anxiety and live in constant fear of the compulsions that drive your mind, the framework in this book is structured to teach you specific strategies for defeating your mind's habit of giving in to temptation and instant gratification. Before we begin, there are a few things we need to cover. Rules of the game. Number one, the ability to self-control your will is an internal job. It is easy to blame our surrounding environment, people, and circumstances on our inability to control ourselves. In a world full of too much stuff, offers everywhere, and the easy access to anything we want, a lack of self-control has never been easier. But you don't have to buy into any of it. In this book, I'll show you how to be the master of your emotions, decisions, and control your impulses so that you aren't reacting to everything. Number two, you are responsible for your own life, always. We have been so conditioned to react to our environment that we have forgotten that we really do have complete control over our choices, responses, and emotions. Doesn't it feel like something is pulling you to react out of a desire to want something? Well, you don't have to fall victim to this. As I'll show you later on in this book, you're in charge of your life. You make the choices that govern your earning power, state of health, and overall happiness. This is related to step one, where we have to snap out of the world that has convinced us we are powerless. Number three, there is no such thing as a free and easy ride. Everything has a price. Our compulsive nature has given way to a system of bad habits that are impulsive, out of control, and downright damaging to our lifestyle. But nothing